Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. I was going to tell you it's Monday, but it's not Monday, folks. It's Wednesday. And I think if I can look at my calendar here, it's April 18th. And that means you've all gotten your taxes filed by this time. Otherwise, oh, well, who knows? Folks, I have a lot of things to go through with you today here, but, you know, something really amused the hell out of me. One of my critics compared me to somebody I never even heard of, Jabba the Hutt. Apparently, he's a character from Star Wars. Really a ugly mug, but anyway, I looked up Jabba the Hutt. They refer to him as on Wikipedia. It says he's an obese, slug-like alien. The character's role in Star Wars is primarily antagonistic. He is a 600-year-old Hutt crime lord and gangster who employs a retinue of criminals, bounty hunters, smugglers, assassins, and bodyguards to operate his criminal empire. Jabba the Hutt's palace on the desert planet Tatooine is a former monastery for a group of mystics. There, Jabba the Hutt keeps a host of entertainers, slaves, droids, and alien creatures at his disposal. Jabba has a grim sense of humor, a bellicose laugh, an insatiable appetite, and an affinity for gambling, slave girls, and torture. That's who I've been compared to, Jabba the Hutt. And I have to say, sorry though I may be, that the picture they have of Jabba the Hutt on Wikipedia does, frankly, have a passing resemblance to me. I wish I could tell you otherwise, folks, but, hey, that's just the way it is. Jabba the Hutt. I kind of like that. Anyway, as I say, I have a lot of things to go through here with you tonight. Lots of news clippings. A real honor, by the way, that's been bestowed upon me by the State of Israel. I'll talk about that in a minute or two. But in the meantime, from the Washington Post book review this weekend, there's a book about Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, just been published. It's entitled A Mormon in the White House, 10 Things Every American Should Know About Mitt Romney. Well, I don't know if the book is pro or con. I guess be pro Mitt Romney. But can you imagine a title released under the name A Jew in the White House, 10 Things Every American Should Know About Lieberman? Never happened. Anyway, just kind of interesting. Oh, yeah, folks, lots of stuff here to go with you. Don Ho, the Hawaiian singer, died here the other day, folks. I guess he was 77 years old. I never met him, but, folks, I'm here to tell you now that he's gone. Don Ho, the Hawaiian singer, nice fellow, was a longtime fan of the Spotlight. Used to get 5 or 10 copies of the Spotlight every week for years, maybe even more than that. Yep, Don Ho, another one of those celebrities who was a patriot, and we knew about it. More when we can, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are taking invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? First step is just the most how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself used and others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files, airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear if looking to conjure. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information, methods, the powers that be don't want to know. Travel, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the supplier of the finest natural medicine. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like BX, Beal Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbal oils, books, and educational material. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and ascorbate poison. We also train naturopathic healers for respond education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and herbal or newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website, safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The James Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting at your food size. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, we turned into deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your call immediately, when you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. Food supplies get short. With no future, many retailers ship trash by you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Kopfpiper here, coming from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Newspaper Washington. You know, folks, I had Willis Cardo on the show last week, and he was very pleased. He got nice calls from people who were on the program, and he was very happy with the nice things people had to say. Kind of, you know, Willis is such a manager, micromanager, many of his critics would say, including myself, and he had made a note to remind me to tell Jim Stapmiller that Willis, does think that we use the beginning and the end of the program and at the during the commercial breaks, but I had to explain to Willis that that's how radio is, Willis. Anyway, Willis sends his thanks to those of you out who took the time to call and say what a good program it was. Well, I mentioned before the break that we just lost Don Ho, the popular Hawaii singer. He, as I say, he was a nice fellow. I didn't know him, but I mean, you know, he's the kind of guy you'd see on TV. Friendly fellow, and he had a hotel in Hawaii for many years, and as I say, he was a spotlight distributor. He would get our newspaper, I forget how many copies, obviously it's been many, many years, but if I recall correctly, he once even called the spotlight 1 week and he missed his paper. So, God bless Don Ho. He's in his other well-known people who read the spotlight, including the famous actor Eddie Albert. You remember him from Green Acres. I love that show, folks. But Albert was a very serious actor and a lot of dramatic roles, a great actor, and good American patriot. I can tell you that now that he's gone. Also, John Wayne was a subscriber. That probably doesn't come as a surprise to you. And for you older folks, you certainly remember Gloria Swanson. She was the big vamp of sci-fi films and then went into the 30s and the 40s. She was in the famous film Sunset Boulevard, Gloria Swanson. She was also mistress of Joe Kennedy. President Kennedy, Gloria Swanson, Spotlight subscriber. And there was another well-known actor who was a Spotlight subscriber. I'm not going to mention him because I think he's still alive, but you folks will definitely remember him. There were a couple others. I don't remember who they are, but it was always fun to find out that, you know, when I was writing these articles each week, the famous people, I presume reading my articles anyway, reading the Spotlight. Well, we got word on Eustace Mullins, ladies and gentlemen. I had heard that he had suffered a physical attack, apparently a heart attack, but I have an email here that was passed on to me regarding Eustace's situation, and I might remind you that Eustace's attack came right after the attack was published on him on the website Queen Eschmidt. I don't know, of course, that that had any direction, but needless to say, Eustace has always usually been in good health otherwise, so this was a real shock. Here's a report on Eustace Mullins. Eustace's rapid progress should allow him to return home about May 5th. Preparations will be made to provide Eustace with the assistance he will need for a while to continue his recovery comfortably at home. He is in high spirits, eating very well, and was able to stand and support himself today for a few minutes. He's been receiving get-well cards from various people, which really lifts his spirits and with big grins. I'd say a miracle is taking place, and on Eustace's behalf, I thank all those who have made a difference with their prayers and greetings. Eustace is a survivor. This bump in the road will soon be behind him. And I say to hell with anybody who ever wrote any dirty crap about Eustace Mullins. Well, I don't want to call it dirty crap, but I was kind of amused to discover quite by accident that I have been honored by the State of Israel. the Coordination Forum for Countering Anti-Semitism. It's funded in part by the Foreign Ministry of Israel and the Prime Minister's Office, the Jewish Agency, the ADL, the World Jewish Congress, B'nai B'rith, and a whole raft of other Zionist outfits. They have published on their website, which is antisemitism.org.il, antisemitism.org.il, they have published what they call a Hall of Shame. David Irving's picture is at the top of it. David Irving, the British historian. And then followed by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran and a host of many, many other people. And lo and behold, there is none other than good old Michael Piper. I do look like Jabba the Hutt in this picture. I stand alongside Bradley Smith, my friend from Mexico. He's an American citizen living in Mexico. Michelle Renouf, the beautiful British socialite. My friends Frederick Tobin and David Duke. Dr. Robert Farrison. Boy, oh boy, Alexander Barron, interesting fellow from Britain who I had the opportunity to meet over there. Patrick McNally from Japan, nice fellow. Jan Bernhoff from Sweden, my good friends Matthias Chang from Malaysia and George Kadar. Oh, the list goes on and on, folks. Oh, there's Flavio Gonsalves from Portugal, Rabbi Weiss from the United States. He's on the Hall of Shame. And Rabbi Rosenberg, Dr. Schaller, who was David Irving's attorney. Good Lord, folks, I'm in some really great company in this Hall of Shame. A special thank you from me, good old Mike Piper, Jabba the Hutt, St. Bernard, to my friends at the ADL and in the gangster regime in Israel. Thank you, thank you, thank you for putting me in the Hall of Shame. As I wrote on my blog on the American Free Press website, I'm going to print copies out and send copies of it to my old friends and my old high school teachers. They'll be glad to know that one of their students made the Hall of Shame. What an honor. Well, another honor has come my way. Washington Jewish Week is having a fit because, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, my good friend Stan Rittenhouse, who's been a guest in this program, published a full-page ad in the Washington Times. And in that ad in the Times, he mentioned my book, The High Priests of War. Well, this really upset the Anti-Defamation League, and they kicked up a fuss, and now they're coming down hard on the Washington Times. And that's funny, folks, because, you know, the Washington Times editorially is very hardline pro-Israel, but occasionally they do allow people to put in anti-Israel advertisements. Former Congressman Paul Findlay's run some ads there over the years, and so has Stan Rittenhouse. But as I say, I take it as a badge of honor. But of course, as you know, I'm a secret Zionist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, speaking of funny things, Newsweek, April 2nd, somebody handed this to me today. They actually ran an article about this. They think it's significant that some Hollywood company is putting together a TV program of the 50 most influential rabbis in America. Well, the top rabbi in America is supposedly Marvin Heyer. He's the founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. I call him Rabbi Marvin Liar. You know, his he operates this this Madame Tussauds style horror display called the what do they call that out there? The Museum of Tolerance, which teaches intolerance for everybody. Everybody else, I should say. Marvin Heyer's partner is Rabbi Abraham Cooper. Abe once gave an interview to a newspaper, a Rothschild-controlled newspaper out of Hong Kong, saying that I was anti-American. Well, you know why I'm anti-American, according to Rabbi Heyer? I'm anti-American because I'm a critic of Israel. And, of course, in his opinion, anyone who criticizes Israel is therefore anti-American. In other words, Rabbi Cooper says he believes America and Israel are one. That's his philosophy. Well, that philosophy, I don't know what to tell you about that. Had an interesting email from one of our listeners about the Electoral College. We've had some interesting give and take about the Electoral College here on this program. And, you know, folks, I do believe we're going to have a break coming up here, but I think I can squeeze it in here. Our emailer, Tom from Canada, I don't think I'll get him in trouble for saying his first name and his nationality. He quotes the book, The Zionist Connection, by Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, old friend of mine, very pioneering American Jewish critic of Israel, very entertaining guy. Had dinner with him many times at his club and at his home, and once at Howard Johnson's, right across from the famous Watergate. That's the Howard Johnson's, where Howard Hunt and those guys plotted the Watergate break-in. In any case, Dr. Lilienthal, in his book, refers to the Electoral College and says the effect of the Electoral College is that it's as if we, that is the Jews, are 50 million strong in this country. It's unbelievable. So Dr. Lilienthal, critic of Israel, Jewish born, Jewish to this day, says that the Electoral College is a bad thing vis-a-vis Zionist power in America. Well, thanks to Tom in Canada for sending that to me. Very, very interesting item. He's liable to end up in the Hall of Shame for digging up information like that. Well, folks, this attack out here in Virginia, at Virginia Tech, great tragedy, you know. I've heard so many opinions about it. You know, I agree with some, I disagree with others. But, you know, I'll tell you what, something very, very interesting popped up, buried in a little sidebar story in the Washington Post today. Now, the story, the details that have appeared in the story can be found in search of Google, Google News, that is, if you put in the right key words. Well, when we come back, I'm going to comment on what this particular verbiage is, and just consider it in context. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'll chat a few more minutes, then we'll go to the phones. The number here is 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home the state-of-the-art Smart Cook Stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jabba the Hutt here, St. Bernard. Whatever you want to call me, it's fine. Just talk about me. Interesting item in a Washington Post about the shooting out here. Very sad, I might add. I have to say it is, because it is. And it's being politicized. Jim from Texas pointed out last night that the big reports first came out was that a Holocaust survivor had died, and I'm sorry, the poor guy did get shot, but anyway, it turns out that this poor kid, whose name Cho Seung-hwee, I don't even know how to pronounce it, I'm not going to try to pretend to pronounce it correctly, not as easy to pronounce as Jabba the Hutt, in any case, he wrote two plays that are filled with diatribes against Catholic priests and Michael Jackson, along with references to government conspiracies to kill Marilyn Monroe and John Lennon. Well, now, I'm not defending Catholic priests and Michael Jackson, if those who are guilty of what they have been accused of doing, and I separate the Catholic priest from Michael Jackson here, as I'll point out in a moment. But, you know, I suspect the diatribes against Catholic priests, from other things I read here, have to do with the pedophilia scandals in the church, which are very real, okay? But the point I'm about to make here is that if those two plays that that kid had written were filled with diatribes against Jews, that would have been headline news. They would have been trying to figure out if he was regularly checking into Mark Glenn's CrescentandCross.com website, or they'd check to see if he has a copy of Final Judgment or any of my books on his bookshelf, you know, or, you know, all sorts of things like this. But evidently, it's okay to write diatribes against Catholic priests. Well, maybe they're not saying it's okay, but it's not making big news. Not making big news. Michael Jackson. I want to tell you something, folks. Michael Jackson is a weird guy. Michael Jackson is his own worst enemy. Michael Jackson should probably be locked up for something. But I'll tell you what, I believe that in both cases, Michael Jackson was victimized, set up, exploited, attempted to be extorted by a very vicious cult that I know to be controlled by the Mossad. And you know what's very interesting? Michael Jackson and his supporters frequently talked about this cult and said that he was being set up, that it was an extortion attempt. They were trying to get money from him. And you know, that seldom made the news in the United States. It was mentioned in passing in an article in Vanity Fair by, I believe, Maureen Orth. And it was a very critical article about Michael Jackson. And you know, it's also interesting that one of the people who was involved in, although he's not a member of the cult, as far as I know, but he definitely has ties to the Mossad and to organized crime, Alan Malnick of Miami. Alan Malnick was often called the heir to Meyer Lansky, the head of the big crime syndicate. Alvin Malnick apparently was part and parcel of the whole attempt to get Michael Jackson. And, you know, as I say, I did some searching on the Internet to find out if there were any mentions of Michael Jackson's criticisms of this cult, which I believe, and as I say, evidence suggests it is controlled by the Mossad. It's certainly not controlled by the cult members. There's much more to the Michael Jackson story, ladies and gentlemen. So just don't assume that because he's so weird and because he's his own worst enemy, that the mass media has told you everything you need to know about Michael Jackson. Well, folks, we're going to go to the calls right after the break, and we do have quite a few callers lined up, so I'll just shut my mouth and maybe let you talk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, it's funny, having been called Jabba the Hutt, it reminds me that in high school, I played Darth Vader, another villain from Star Wars. I played Darth Vader in a class play. Kind of interesting, the high school teacher who was kind of the advisor in that play, was one of the first high school teachers to really encourage me to speak out. Her name was Lucy Lehman, and she and her husband, Ken, very interesting people. Lucy was in the Red Cross in World War II, and Ken was a conscientious objector who was anti-war, and he, instead of going to prison for refusing to fight in that war that need not and should not have been fought, he went and worked, I believe, in the CCC camps. But Lucy and Ken were very, very strong supporters of mine over the years. And Lucy always told me to never shut up. She said, never let them shut you up. She said, speak out. She knew I gave very controversial anti-Zionist speeches in my high school speech class, which just goes to show you how far back my views on this subject do go. And she always said, don't let them shut you up. Keep speaking out. Lucy and her husband were very big critics of Israel, but you know what? Some of their best friends were Jews. So they obviously weren't anti-Semitic, but they were anti-Zionist. So you can be anti-Zionist without being anti-Jewish. God bless Ken and Lucy Lehman. They would be very much amused to know that I've now become Jabba the Hutt. All right, let's go to Ed in Colorado. Ed, are you there? Ed in Colorado.
I'm in Ohio.
Ed in Ohio. Well, close enough.
Okay. And anyways,
it's a very small country, Ed, you know.
Okay. Congratulations. That is an honor. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I don't think you're kidding either. That is a badge of honor to be, you know, to be so honored by the Israeli state that you're called anti-Semitic or you know, whatever the heck.
The Hall of Shame. They put me in their Hall of Shame. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you know, and if a liar says something, then, you know, that's something like that, then you can take that to be honorable.
And, yeah, thanks, Ed. I'm glad
sure.
You agree anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really serious about that. I think that is an honor, and I I
well,
I
admire you know, the real honor is the fact that I'm listed along with some pretty decent people,
oh, really?
Some of whom I've known for years.
David Duke, Ahmadinejad, yes. You've got some pretty decent company there, I think.
Yeah.
you got a man in Iran that's trying to protect his country from what appears to be a madman in the White House and a rogue state called Israel in the Near East. So you're in some pretty decent company, I think.
You know, there's a lot of people who are putting out conspiracy theories about this shooting in Virginia, and I haven't looked into any of it, and I'm not going to unless something really serious pops up. But, you know, the one benefit for George W. Bush from this sad, sad thing out here is that this kid who's become the biggest mass murderer, I guess, in U.S. history, maybe not the biggest, but certainly of this type, it's deflecting attention away from the fact that we have a mass murderer in the White House.
Oh, I was thinking about that. Yeah, this kid killed 32 persons. George Bush is destroying a country.
Yeah.
And I don't even care to get into it. I didn't even call up about Bush. I called up about, actually, you set my call up unwittingly, because I would like to title this part of my call, or my call, Fun with the Word Anti-Semitism.
Okay.
if I may. Okay, and don't mistake me. I'm being serious, but I can also have fun. Now, the way I look at it is, if these Judaists can apparently have fun destroying my country, then I can have fun exposing them for the, you know, the bad people that they are, and I intend to. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to read a little bit. I'd like you to do three things for me, if you would.
Go ahead.
Guess the text that I'm reading, guess the anonymous person that I'm going to refer to in this text, and then guess if that anonymous person is what most people would call anti-Semitic or not.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, just to, you know, get your audience up to speed here, in case they're not. Judah, of course, is the southern kingdom of Judah, and that's where the Jews were during the Old Testament. Okay, in his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and so-and-so, that's the anonymous person, and so-and-so sent against him bands of the Chaldees, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it. And I'm going to stop right there. What text do you think I was reading from? Generally speaking, what text do you think I was reading
from? I would probably say the Bible.
You're right.
Okay.
Who is so-and-so?
I'm not even going to try to guess. I'm not a biblical scholar.
Okay. Would you say that so-and-so, the one that sent these people against Judah, would you think that most people call him anti-Semitic?
It sounds pretty anti-Semitic to me.
Okay. Now, if I may, I would like to finish this portion with his name, and the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees and bands of the Syrians and bands of the Moabites and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the servants, the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. It reminds me of George W. Bush, that as, and I'm not saying that it was just Manasseh's fault, but the Bible teaches this, and it teaches it right there. If a ruler is out of God's will, God can judge a people for the ruler. They tend to follow the ruler, and too many people have allowed George Bush and have followed him. Allow George Bush to do what he's doing, and God can judge us for that. For example, the Republicans are going to back George Bush if he vetoes this Democratic proposal regarding funding and, you know, pulling the troops out. If they back that man, if they continue to support his war against the people of Iraq, they are complicit with his crimes.
Absolutely.
And God can judge them for that. So,
I hope Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and all their followers who kneel before them and before George W. Bush in the State of Israel, I hope maybe a few of them who may be listening tonight actually learned something here.
Well, I just thought that I would just have a little bit of fun with the word anti-Semitism, and if these antichrists that call themselves Jews are going to throw this word around like everyone that disagrees with them is anti-Semitic, they can slap that label on God, and they can give an account to him for that, as though that word means anything. So,
well, I guess that means those of us who are critics of George W. Bush and the State of Israel and all these neoconservative gangsters in his regime, I guess that means we're on the side of God. I feel much better now.
Okay, well, you keep speaking out, Michael.
All right, Ed, thanks for your call.
Have a good night.
All righty. Let's go to Carlos in California. Carlos,
hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, good evening. Yes, I'm here. Michael, you know, watching the what occurred here, this massacre, I cannot help to think that there's really a lot more to that massacre and to that supposedly lone nut assassin that we can think of. If you go back in history, Lee Harvey Oswald was branded as a low-nut assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Sirhan Sirhan also was branded as a low-nut assassin. James Earl Ray also. Now,
none of them were guilty.
None of them were guilty.
Well, actually, you know, Sirhan did something he shouldn't have done. He apparently did show up and fire a gun, but of course there's a lot more to that story. The guy was obviously brainwashed, so that's something else in itself. But anyway, your point is well taken.
Exactly, but you know what? I believe the Illuminati really is behind this. Now, they left their calling card. 33, the number 33, the Illuminati delves in numerology. John F. Kennedy was killed on the November the 22nd. 22 and 11 gives you a 33. Now, you got the same mafia involved as I believe are involved here.
You know, it's interesting. Now, you made reference to 33. Is that, I thought the number of victims was 31, and then the killer was made at 32. But what are you referring to as far as 33?
I heard it was 32 plus the fellow that committed suicide.
It may well be the that may well be somebody else may have died, or maybe that was the figure. But that's interesting in and of itself.
Yes. But what I look at is the aftermath, principally. All of a sudden, there's an onslaught of talk about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what this whole thing is about. That poor guy, he might have been mind-controlled, manipulated. Maybe he didn't even participate in the event.
Hey, let me tell you something, Carlos. Buried again in the articles that I was looking at in the Washington Post and the big papers today, in the final paragraphs, they were mentioning that in this guy's room, they found psychiatric drugs. So this guy was taking psychiatric drugs and could have been controlled psychiatrically, because there is such a thing as mind control and brainwashing. I wouldn't write that off as a possibility.
Well, I'd like to know who his psychiatrist was. Let me tell you something real quick. Timothy McVeigh, one of the kids involved in the Columbine murders, and Sirhan Sirhan, apparently, from the information I got in a meeting about 3-4 years ago, had the same either psychiatrist or hypnotist. It was a fellow named Jolly West, from what I was told.
Yeah, Jolin West. Yeah, he was James Angleton was the head of the mind control operations in the CIA, and then he was the ultimate head. Then they had Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, but Jolly West was in fact essentially the number three man in the operation, and he is said to have visited Timothy McVeigh.
Right. Well, from what I understand, all these three people that lived, you know, years apart were apparently under this guy's supervision. Now, I wonder who this kid psychiatrist was.
Yeah, it would be interesting to find out.
Another question that I have is, how far is this place in Virginia away from Langley, Virginia, the home of the CIA?
Not very far. But they can carry off their operations anywhere. They don't need to do it in their backyard.
That's true, but
one thing, Carlos, interesting about Timothy McVeigh, I remember that Terry Nichols' brother, James Nichols, visited Timothy McVeigh in prison. And he would, after Timothy McVeigh had claimed to be the lone nut, so to speak, James Nichols went in there to visit McVeigh and presented McVeigh with a number of anomalies. He'd say, well, now, Tim, how could you have been in this place where you say you were when we know you were elsewhere? Or he'd say like things like, Tim, it doesn't make sense that you're now saying this when, in fact, everything points to that. You know, I don't remember the specifics. But you know what McVeigh's response was? That is strange, isn't it? I can't explain that.
Exactly.
That's the sign of someone who has been programmed to say certain things, but then when they've been confronted with reality, they're unable to explain that reality.
Well, you know, I met somebody else who talked to Sirhan Sirhan, and he mentioned that Sirhan Sirhan could not recall anything about the incident.
That's right. Oh, it's very clear that he was brainwashed. I have a very good friend who was there when Bobby Kennedy was killed. She was part of Bobby Kennedy's entourage. She worked with Bobby Kennedy. She was very, very high up in the entourage. And Well, that's another story in and of itself, but I can tell you that she knows who directed Bobby Kennedy into the kitchen rather than through the ballroom, which is where Bobby wanted to exit from. She overheard the actual conversation where Bobby Kennedy was talked out of going through the ballroom and talked into going through the kitchen. So right. That was a setup. That was an absolute setup, one way or the other. Whether the guy knew Bobby was going to be killed, whether he was blackmailed, forced, or paid to get Bobby into the kitchen, he was insistent upon doing it. And the guy is very well known. I could go into it. I'll talk about it some other time. But, again, it just comes back to this fact that Sirhan, it's very, very clear he was brainwashed. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they picked a Palestinian as the fall guy in the assassination of Robert Kennedy.
Exactly. But, you know, the main thing to remember about this incident from yesterday is the onslaught of talk about gun control.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's all part and parcel.
The aftermath of an incident always tells you what it's all about. And I believe it was planned, contrived. And I believe the Illuminati was involved.
More and more is going to come out. We're going to find out exactly what did happen, hopefully. And just have to wait and see. I think some time has to pass. Carlos, I appreciate your call. Haven't heard from you in a while. Glad you called back.
All right, buddy.
You stay tuned. I got to move on here. Let's go to Walt in Arizona. Walt, what's up?
Good evening there, Michael. It's a pleasure to be able to talk with you.
Glad you called.
I don't think I can match Jim from Texas, but I've got a few points.
Go ahead.
I second the remarks by Willis Carteau that a bumper music should be limited to no more than 10 to 15 seconds. You're wasting time trying to entertain people who don't enjoy the music. Anyway, that's my first thought. I'm sorry to hear that Eustace Mullins has had problems. I saw him many years ago. And I note that you're among a very distinguished list. And I think the proofreader made a mistake.
He
didn't read it right. They meant to say Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe it was a bad translation from Hebrew.
That could have been very well. I think about in the same time period that I met Eustace Mullins one time in Peoria, Arizona. In Metro, Louisiana, I met David Duke about 1975.
Oh, my God almighty, you know some bad folks.
Well, you're in the same company.
I included myself in that, incidentally.
I love the remarks of the man from Ohio, and I remember some remarks that were in Revelations. And I think this is applicable today, and I wouldn't call this the Walt Bible, but you can call it what Bible you want. In Revelations, they talk about those who say they are Jews and are not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've got another expression comparable to that. Those who say they are Christians and are not.
You got it.
Well, I hope I'd come anywhere getting near the remarks of Jim the Inestimable from Texas, but
I'll leave
it at that.
Well, I tell you what, Jim from Texas, if he's still hanging on, is going to be our next caller, so we're going to get to hear from Jim in a minute or so here.
Well, that's all I have, but I had a whole arm list of our items, but I know the line is waiting, so I'll hide up at this time.
All right, you call back again soon, Walt. Good to hear from you.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up, and we're going to wrap it up with Jim from Texas. I assume it's the Jim from Texas. I'll be disappointed if it isn't, and if it isn't, I'll still be glad to welcome another Jim from Texas.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour, and we've got Jim from Texas. Is this the real Jim?
Yes, this is the Jim.
The Jim.
And I'll only take partial credit because if it weren't for my incessant badgering of you on almost a nightly basis, that you could possibly be, according to Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hushmidt, if it weren't for me holding your feet to the fire, you would probably now be announced as the new managing editor of the Jerusalem Post.
I would love the job. It would pay a hell of a lot more than I get paid by American Free Press.
Mike, you couldn't write one word for them, and you know it, and we all know it. So you can forget about your phony. You'd love to have that job.
Oh, well, I guess you're right.
But anyhow, one of the main questions I have is, how far down that list was Hushmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith?
I kept looking for their names, but I didn't see their names. But, you know, they're going to say that the reason why they're not on the list is because the world doesn't want the world, they don't want the world to know that they're the real critics of Zionism.
And I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and all the other stuff.
Well, I do believe in the Easter Bunny. I saw him over Easter.
Well, that's always been one of my favorite characters, the Easter Bunny, which
mm-hmm.
just as believable as Huff Schmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. So, hey, if I can believe in them, I can believe in anything. But the main thing is people don't understand is why aren't those names on the list? Because they are supposedly the most famous exposés of all these rotten, filthy, horrible people such as yourself. And by the way, as far as Eustace Mullen goes, this is one of the giants of history, so in my opinion.
And, Eustace is indestructible.
Absolutely. This guy's what, 85 years old?
Yeah, I think he's 83. You know, they tried to radiate him and chemotherapy him to death about 10 years ago, and Eustace said to hell with you and started taking natural treatments, including bathing in hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, I know about his hydrogen peroxide thing, and this is amazing. This is a tough old coot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I like to phrase it. This is one tough old coot that refuses to go down. But, of course, he's not as famous as our Holocaust survivor that saved his entire class and the entire university, and his name will live in infamy, so to speak. But, well, what are you going to do, Mike?
What are you going to do? I guess we're just going to have to keep on doing what we're doing, and maybe they'll put me in another hall of shame. I don't know.
But
what can I tell you?
I do intend to hold your feet to the fire, so to speak, as far as your lack of cynicism goes. Because I've discovered that you kind of lean sometimes toward the more Pollyannish view of things. And so I kind of straighten you out.
I shouldn't giggle. That's not a very bellicose laugh for Jabba the Hutt.
Yes. Okay, Mike.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN. Rick Adams is up next. I know he's going to raise hell, so give him a call and tell him to keep on raising hell. We'll see you here tomorrow night. Thanks to all the good folks at RBN, John, Sandra, Marcus, everybody doing their job and doing it well.
It's true.